there, the registration exercise started off at Rutendo Hall, where they will be for 3 days, and they are going to cover 8 more centres in the 3 constituencies. So it's a total of 8 centres combined for the 3 constituencies. The 8 centres are supposed to cover 33 wards. So we are quite disheartened that, one, the exercise was not advertised. Therefore, very few people are aware that such a very important exercise is happening. It is not so much surprising for us because it is mainly meant to disenfranchise the urban populace, which is perceived by ZANU-PF to be voting against ZANU-PF. So we are dismayed, and we have actually highlighted our concerns to our superiors that this process should have been given ample time. This process should have been given enough mobilization and enough advertisement. Today, the state media was awash with the reports that there is a special cabinet meeting on the hero status of Mbuya Tangwena, instead of actually churning out such important announcements to the effect that there is a national voter registration exercise that has started.
For those who managed to go and register, what problems did they face?
What is obtaining on ground is that people are being forced to pay $2 for a waiting pass, $5 for a plastic ID, and $10 for a defaced identity document. And again, this is going to make sure that the process of voting is meant for the rich.